Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I know last episode we talked about relationships and closures and stuff, but I have another relationship question-y topic thing.
Okay.
And it's not a long, I don't want to say it's not a long story and then have it be a long story, but it's a story.
Okay. The length is going to be determined.
Yes, to be determined. And it got me thinking about a lot of stuff, and I wanted to ask you this question. So you know of this guy that I met at a radio convention one year in Chicago.
Okay.
And you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yes, the beautiful one.
Yes, gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
But we've stayed in contact this entire time. We've never seen each other since because he hasn't gone back to a radio convention. But we hit each other up from time to time. Like, hey, how's it going? How's life? Because he really loves this area.
And it's been a few years, right?
Yes.
And he does not live in
Washington. Lives across the country.
Okay. Wow. Kind of far.
Yeah, very far. Actually, I met him the same year we met Danny.
Oh, wow. So it's been like 4 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
Dang. Okay.
Yes, so
you guys have kept in contact all this time.
Yeah. And it's not like we talk like every day or every month even. Sometimes I don't hear from him for like 7 months, which,
yeah,
cool. I mean, somebody across the country. But over the last like couple years, like we do get flirty and like, get stuff, you know, via messenger.
Oh, like pictures?
Yes. Okay. Via Snapchat because we let those die.
they only last 10 seconds.
Right.
Full bits
some stuff like
pieces?
He's always been very coy and doesn't show everything. He shows like a little bit, and so I do the same. Like, I'm not giving you the goods.
You're doing classy nudes is what
right.
You're saying.
But it's fun to like flirt and feel wanted, and like I trust him. I'm comfortable with him,
and it's a little fun that he's like so far away,
right? Like, I don't have to, like, I don't worry. Like, he's not in radio anymore. He does his own thing. And recently I saw, like, he's just kind of trying to kill his old fan page, and he's posting all these political things just to kind of weed people out. He wants to see if he can get to zero. Like, he loves seeing how many people are like unfollowing him.
Oh, it's like a game for him.
Yeah, but he's actually posting like sort of what he feels, and so he's following certain political candidates. And I was like, ew.
Oh, like, does not side with what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and there's like, and even with some stuff he said, I'm like,
you're like, ew.
like I get where some of the stuff he's coming from, but overall, it doesn't look good.
Is he?
He lives down south.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
he's more conservative.
He's more conservative.
Liberal.
Okay. And with his posts, does he come off as, I don't want to say aggressive, but very like, this is my opinion and this is how everyone should think? Or is he more like, this is my opinion?
It's more like, this is my opinion. Who's going to unfollow me? That's very much how it is.
I think it is hilarious that he like wants to do this unfollowing game,
right?
Because it's like the opposite, I feel like, yeah, of everyone in social media,
right? And he's gonna end up, he says, I'm deleting this page in like 10 days anyways.
Okay.
But
so
I felt so gross because I'm like, I just sent him like a cute picture of my butt recently.
And like, then you go on the Facebook and
and he's posting all these things, and I end up sending him a text message, and I'm like, I thought you were one of the good ones, because I'm like, I wanted to spark a conversation.
Oh, okay. So did you want to spark a conversation just because you thought it'd be interesting, or were you actually like really upset about this?
I wanted to see if this was an act.
Oh.
Because I know some people on social media, like one guy in particular, I have this fan theory about him, like, or not fan theory, but a conspiracy theory. He changes his name and gets a new Facebook like every couple of years.
Dang.
And he almost like, I don't know if he's progressively changed into the person he is today, or if he purposely comes up with like a new personality and goes with that.
Oh.
Like, when I met him, he was like a bartender that used to live here, but it was helping a friend with a bar in like Nebraska, and was like kind of a musician, kind of like the long shaggy hair. And he seemed nice. And then he eventually like falls in love with somebody over there, and they have a kid together, and they end up breaking up, and it was a really filthy, awful breakup from what I heard. he actually hits me up, like, he was visiting Seattle, like, hey, we should go on that date finally. I'm like, no.
Your life is a mess now.
But now he's, like, a tattoo artist in Japan, which I didn't even know he could draw. And I'm like, is this even him tattooing? Like, because I've never seen a picture of him actually doing the tattoos. It's always really close-ups of tattoos.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is this even him? He's dyed his hair. His personality is completely different. He just wants to watch the world burn. He has a new name.
I think he just sounds like one of those people that just is... has that kind of personality that will do this and then this and then mm-hmm. we'll get sick and then just like move places and then right. have a whole new persona and right. then we'll get sick of it and then we'll light it on fire and then we'll have a whole new jumps and jumps.
And he's got like, he's a pretty guy and all the girls are like, oh my God. And he'll make fun of women like, don't send me snaps of your kids. I don't want to see your kids. Like he'll full on post that on Facebook.
Dude. And I feel like that's real.
And girls are like, oh my God. Yeah. And I think it's real, but it's just like, it's so aggressive than what it used to be. Especially he's like, I don't want to date single moms. I don't want to look after your kids. I'm like, aren't you? You're a dad.
You're a single dad?
I mean, not a single dad because I don't think you see your kid. He lives in the States. So it's like, are you putting on an act like this guy does? And
I don't think the other guy is putting on an act, though. I think that's who he is.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm kind of... I'll keep you guys updated if he ends up changing his Facebook again in the near future.
Yeah, I think some people are just like that.
Yeah, it's just so weird. But so I contact the dude that
is posting all this stuff that you think
I'm
is ew.
Like, okay. Like, and he's like, yeah, do you want to have a discussion about it? I'm like, okay.
So this is really what he mm-hmm. believes in. And this isn't an act and this isn't.
No, but we did have like a really good, like, I didn't even realize how much time had passed. Like we sat there and we had a debate. It was respectful. We kept, you know, there was stuff that we agreed on. Like, yeah, maybe things should be done this way, but this still doesn't justify this. And he's like, well, no, I think this does justify this or this mm. or that. And we did have a discussion and
it was
civil.
Is this all through texting?
No, we actually, I'm like, I'm not texting for this.
Oh yeah, dude, the paragraphs and paragraphs. Ugh. Ugh.
We actually FaceTime, which funny enough, after all these years, we had never FaceTimed each other. We had never talked on the phone. The closest we ever have is when one of us was busy, we would do that voice memo thing.
Yeah, the voice messenger.
He would send me like voice memos sometimes.
So the one thing that got you guys to finally FaceTime, not sex, not to get to know each other, although, not a date, was politics.
I'll give him a break because like last week we were sending each other saucy messages and he's like, oh, like, and we happen to like at the same time be having our alone time basically. And he sends me a FaceTime request. I'm like, no, what? Because he's like, what are you wearing? I'm like, I'm wearing a baggy hoodie and, you know, no pants. But I was wearing pants because it was cold. So I was like, and it was not a good look, angle, like hair, everything.
And he just randomly FaceTimed you?
And I'm like, I get that you wanted to be all sexy, but give a girl a heads up.
No, yeah, you don't. If anyone ever randomly FaceTimes me, I don't answer.
Even if we're not doing naked stuff.
Yeah, no, even just normally. I'm like, why the hell are you FaceTiming? And then I just assume you didn't mean to FaceTime
right,
me.
Right, and that's what I told him. Like, do you mean to do that? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'm done. Yeah. I already, in Sorry. The time it took you to reply, I already did what I got to do. So I give him, he tried to. Last week.
But you were like, nope, we're going to talk about politics
FaceTime. We ended up talking about politics. And
how long was the discussion?
I think it was a couple hours.
Damn.
I didn't even realize time had gone by until because he's a few hours ahead. And he ended up like having to take a shower and everything. You put the phone next to the shower. So we were talking.
Could you see him?
I saw
the shower?
His butt.
Really?
And he's like, oh, oops there. I'm like, uh-huh.
Turn around now, please.
Yeah.
Hey.
But and then like he literally was curling up into bed, but we were still talking. We ended up like talking about like other stuff at the end of it.
Yeah.
Once we were done. But and like I told him, like, look, I didn't start this because I thought I was going to change your mind because I don't expect to change anyone's mind. He's like, likewise, I wasn't.
Yeah. You were just actually curious to see if this is how I thought. So it didn't get heated. It didn't get emotional. Mm-mm. It just was a very like mature debate about different views.
But it's still like,
do you view him in a different light now?
A little bit, like, and it's like, I don't see him as a bad person. He seems like the opposite of a bad person, but it's like, I don't understand how, like, these are based on my views. How is it that if you're a good person, you go after people that believe in bad things and do bad things?
But so does he think they are bad things and bad people, though?
I think he finds, like, other justifications, and he's like, well, I don't know, I wasn't there. And it's like, okay, well, it's proof. There's plenty of proof, like, on the internet. And so it's one of those, like, it's funny because like, after the conversation, we had, like, a deep conversation about something else, like, unintentionally. And, like, that felt really nice. And I was just like, wow, could you imagine like really liking somebody and then finding out something big like that, their political views or their religious views or something like that? And it's like, could you still be with them?
I know, right?
It's like, holy crap. Like, let's say he lived here or he moved here for whatever reason. And it's like all these connections and all the fun, like flirty stuff we've done before. Like, okay, well, like, let's, you know, act on those. And then it turns out, oh, we actually like each other.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like your conversation after the really intense conversation was good. And like actually was like, oh, wow, like you're really dope. Like if you lived closer, we'd probably go on a few dates and maybe this would go somewhere.
Right.
But now in the back of your mind, you're like,
yeah, it's like, ew, right? And I have friends who, for example, I have one friend, she is an atheist or an agnostic. You know what that is?
Doesn't believe in anything?
Atheist means you don't believe in anything. Agnostic means you believe in something, but you don't know what it is. You believe there's a higher power.
Yeah, you just don't
know what it could be. But her husband's Mormon.
Oh, wow.
And they have a little girl. And so I asked him, like, if it's not too forward, how do you teach religion to her? Or how do you explain things? She's like, we just calmly say, you know what? Daddy believes this, and this is what mommy believes, and you can choose to believe what you want to believe.
That's awesome.
So they're very, like, open with it. They still very much care about each other. And it's not like, you know, like, he's a casual Christian. He's a full-on Mormon. And that's a pretty intense...
I'm surprised that she didn't have to become Mormon to have them get married and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm surprised, too. But they make it work. They're a really awesome couple. And I like their parenting philosophy when it comes to that. Even with, like, swearing. I'm just like, I'm so sorry I swore in front of your kids. She's like, she knows. These are mommy and dad. These are adult words.
Yeah. You can use them or not.
You can use them when you get older. When you're an adult, you can use these words. But right now, you can't. That's just how it is. Like, you can't drive a car because you're not old enough. Same thing.
So do you think you would be able to look past it?
I don't know if I could.
Really?
Like, and that's what I had that thinking. Like, what if, like, him and I could become something or something like that happened with somebody else?
Yeah.
Could I look past it? And I don't know if I could, and even though it sucks, like, even if you have this connection with somebody, or, like, and I thought, okay, let's say I could. Let's say, you know what, like, we'll just not talk about politics. We're going to have we're going to agree to disagree, whatever.
Yeah.
I started thinking, like, well, what if, like, we're at a party and politics comes up and with my friends, and all my friends, for the most part, believe in the same stuff I believe in, and then he comes out with what he believes in, and now I have to, like, deal with my friends. It's like, really? You're with a guy that believes this?
Yeah.
And it's like, I basically have to say, you have to silence what you believe when you're around my friends.
Well, and you know, to his defense, you would have to silence yourself around his friends.
Right.
Because I assume most of his friends believe what he
Similar
believes.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's like, could I do that? And would that be fair to him?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a tricky one. I think I could, honestly. Okay. I've never really been one to talk about politics, talk about religion, talk about that. And, like, I never go to a party and I'm like, oh, I hope these subjects get brought up. I hope this, ever.
No.
But
everything keeps getting brought up now because
it does.
It's right here in our face.
It does. And I don't like... I've always been like, believe whatever you want to believe in, do whatever you want to do, but don't shove it down my throat. That's how I've always thought.
Right.
And so I'm like, we can have a different opinion. Like, I'm not going to judge you for having a different opinion, like how I wouldn't want you to judge me for having a different opinion. And as long as we could have a relationship outside of that and we both know, like, hey, these are both touchy subjects for both of us, like, let's just not bring it up unless, like, one of us has, like, a question about it or something. And I mean, it's like with religion, like, my boyfriend is a Catholic. I get Catholic and Christian, the names confused, so I always have to think about it. He's a Catholic, and he...
Is he a practicing Catholic?
I mean,
Does he go to church? Does he...
He wears...
His cross.
He wears a cross. He went to Catholic school, so he was, like... Catholic private school all through whatever. He says he doesn't go to church, but he says he is a Catholic, and he says he believes in the values. But I'm so black and white, so we've gotten in arguments about it. I'm like, I don't understand how you can say this when you don't do everything, when you mm-hmm. don't go to church, you know, and it's gone in arguments.
Right.
And I know when we get married and if we have kids, we have to sit, we have to sit down and have either a common understanding that we're just going to bring them up however they want to be brought up, like your mm-hmm. friends, and say, hey, your dad believes this, I believe this, do what you want. Or if we're if you want me to become a Catholic, like, do you want our kids to get baptized? Like, these are all things right. that we need to talk about. Are we going to go to church every Sunday or every Easter, or every Christmas? Like, because I need to know what you want for your children as well as my children, right?
Right. It's like, I have to think, is this something I'm going to want to do?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so for dating, like, there's been no big... Like, I haven't gone to church once with him. But right. if he asked me to, I would have no problem, like, sitting in church because it's something they would want me to do.
Right.
But once we get married and have kids, that's a bigger topic. But when, like, politics, like, I know where he stands. He knows where I stand. But I know that I don't really know a lot and mm-hmm. I trust him. So I'm like, hey, let's vote together because
right.
I trust what you're going to choose. And
you need help.
Yeah, I need help. I don't know what the hell's really going on. But if we had a different view, I would be like, you're going to vote, I'm going to vote. Let's just not talk about it.
Right. And I'm very much in the same belief as, like, in like what you were saying. It's like, whatever your religion is, whatever, you know, what you believe in, like, I will support you, like, especially if I love you. Like, it doesn't affect me. Like, whatever your kinks are, whatever, like, I'm not going to condemn you or put you down or make you feel inferior because of these things.
Mm-hmm.
However, when someone's like, that's one of the things that's been brought up a lot lately. It's like, we can agree to disagree on taste in music or shows or, you know, foods. But when it comes to certain basic rights.
Yeah.
That's where it gets a little hairy. It's like, I don't want, you know, like, and one of the things I even brought up to him, and it was part of the conversation that we had a couple episodes ago, where you had no idea really what was going on and you took it upon yourself to do some research.
Yeah.
And figure out, like, what is this privilege and what that I have, and kind of delve more into that.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that I tried explaining to him. And it's like, it's awesome that, you know, you haven't had to live a life where these certain things have happened to you. But this, just because it hasn't happened to you, doesn't mean it's not happening at all.
Right. Did he understand that or not really? Or
no, he kept trying to go back and forth. I'm like, look, I think deep down we all have, like, a little black spots of, like, I don't want to say racism, but, like, little black spots of biases of anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like to sit here and try to sell, like, internalize and think, okay, what are some little things that I have in the back of my mind for whatever dumb reason? How can I do, what can I do to, like, stop thinking like that?
Yeah.
Because they're just little things, whether it's because it's something you saw on TV when you were a little kid, and now you associate A with B, or maybe something like your grandpa said or whatever. It's like, we don't really think about them, but they're there.
Well, and it's going to be, like, years of untraining.
Right.
You know, because usually it's like when you were a tiny little child, mm-hmm. and then
right.
years later, you're like, oh, why do I think that? Or why, you know, sometimes with A and B, like.
Right. And so that's what I tried explaining to him. And it's funny because he's like, well, like, he didn't really say anything to that. But then he talks about, he did the whole, like, well, I have friends and I'm totally cool with all this, but I also was picked on by these people and stuff. I'm like, but you don't think you have a tiny itty bitty bit of bias because these people were mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this particular group of kids on the bus was mean to you. Like, you don't think you're biased at all? And don't want to see past this? And so when it comes to something like this, something big, like, he was trying to be very black and white with that part too, where it's like, well, if you're not doing things by the book, then, you know, then you get what you deserve, kind of a thing. Like, whether it was, like, immigration or whatever it was. And I was just like, that's
okay. So let's say you found out that you're either a really good friend or your mom, dad, or brother is on the other side of the political mm-hmm. views. How would you react to that?
Well, if it's my mom, dad, or brother, I would definitely have a talking with them because it would not make sense.
Well, my friend who is, she's mm-hmm. not white.
Yes.
she is a big believer of, she's very liberal, mm-hmm. right? And she talks about it and has opinions on it. And I asked her that question. And her brother is the opposite.
Wow.
Yeah. Complete opposite. And they live in the same household. And she's like, it's very, very hard for me. I love him. And everyone mm-hmm. has their, you know, right to their own opinion and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's the total opposite of what
it's
I believe.
Hard.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, like, I understand on one thing you're preaching to all of like your mm-hmm. friends, and like I don't understand how anyone could ever do this or that or what whatnot. But then your brother, who I guess your brother, but like if you're going to hold everyone to a standard, I don't care if they're your brother or not, right?
Yeah. It's like you definitely lose a little bit of respect for him. And that's kind of what I have right now with, I have an aunt who, she's Mexican lady. And she married a white guy many years ago, and he's very conservative.
Oh.
And I'm just like, some of the stuff he says, I'm like, you know you married a Mexican woman, right? Like,
yeah. Do you know what's happening?
Right. Like, and so even some of the things she says, I'm like, do you forget, you know, you're Mexican?
Yeah.
Do you not, like, some of the stuff that she, I don't want to say she's brainwashed, but, like, she is so, like, wholeheartedly agrees on, like, yeah. whether it's certain statuses. It's like, no, like... And in a sense, she kind of had a, I don't want to say she had a privileged life, but there was a lot of stuff that she didn't have to go through. Like, even though she was like an immigrant in a sense, like she got here, she ended up meeting my uncle. They got married. He already owned a house. He already owned all these awesome things. And for her to get her citizenship and stuff like that was a piece of cake.
Yeah, it sounds like he has a lot of influence on
yes.
her, too. Like what she or he believes.
Right. And so there's a lot of stuff that she complains about other people doing. It's like, but you never suffered that. So how could you say that if you don't know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, so like, because you came here and basically.
Just because you didn't have it doesn't yeah. mean.
Which funny, because the reason she ended up staying here and she ended up staying with my mom, this was shortly before I was born, like literally like a week or two before I was born. Damn. My grandpa's like, yeah, I'm not taking you back. He literally left her here. He's like, no, you're being a dick.
Stay. You must stay.
Yeah. She was 17. He's like, no, I'm not dealing with you.
Damn.
She was being a dick.
That's crazy.
But that sort of thing, it's like, it's some of the stuff that she says, and sometimes my grandma will say crap too to just kind of start. It's like, so what do you think of your president?
Oh.
And like, she does that because she knows how her daughter feels. And so when I said, I'm like, what, like, I'll just start spouting Dude. Off what I think. I'm sure she's telling her what I'm saying, which I don't care.
Talk about like a mood, like at a party, just like, dude, I'm going to F this party up and just like say like,
oh, yeah.
How do we feel about this?
Oh, yeah. That is very much my grandma. Since my grandpa passed away, I think she's found her voice because, you know.
Savage. She just wants to watch it implode.
She is savage. And I've had to tell my mom, watch out. Like, I love grandma. And I know you love grandma, but she can be a bitch.
Yeah.
You have to admit
it. Hey, she's an old lady. She can get away with it.
I mean, she can, like, I get it. She's found her freedom. But just take what she says with a grain of salt, please.
Yeah. Wait, okay, so how are you going to move forward from with this dude?
I don't
know. Are you going to keep talking to him? Are you not? Are you just going to keep it the way it is?
The first thing I thought of, I'm like, I think I'm going to wait to see if he reaches out.
Yeah.
Like, does he have any desire to continue contact with me? And not just because of
Do you think he wouldn't?
See, I always assumed our friendship was just...
sexual?
Yeah. It was very physical.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, sometimes we talk about, like, work stuff when he was in the business and stuff. And, like, I'd give him advice or we'd do this. And, like, we actually... One of the things we did talk about before it got... After the political conversation and before it got personal and deep, we were talking about like video editing and all that stuff and like his passions.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, this is like the first time we actually have had a conversation like that spark any interest in actually like forging a friendship.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you guys are going to have, since you guys had such a long talk about mm-hmm. politics, there has to be somewhat of more than just the sexual. Like, to even, like, talk to someone for that long.
Right. And then even, like, afterwards, like, he was trying to, start something up because he was, like, laying in bed. He's like, I got to get to work tomorrow early. He's like, okay, bye. And he's like, started getting the flirty text after.
Oh.
And I was just like, he's like, you're making me want to do something real bad. I'm like, what, like, buy expensive film equipment? Because that was one of the things we were talking about. He's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, okay, well, don't hit the add to cart button. Like, he was trying to, like, get something going.
Yeah, and you just weren't feeling it.
And I, like, shut it down.
Really? Is that just because of everything?
And a little bit. I was also very tired. I was just like, I'm not
Sounds like
mood.
You're kind of, like, you don't want to.
I don't want to. Because it's like, I feel like it would weigh on me.
Yeah. That's good to know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, could you, like, if you were already dating somebody, let's pretend him and I were dating. Like, he lived here. He was my boyfriend. Like, let's say this is a year or two in, and I find this out.
Well, it's so funny because some people, I feel like nowadays, a first date is going to talk about
everything.
Politics, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm usually one to talk about absolutely everything on a first date, but mm-hmm. I don't think that's something at all that I ever bring up. But I have a friend, who is in environmental science and mm-hmm. said a deal breaker and like on the first date question is if you believe in global warming.
Right.
And I'm like, really? Like, I thought it was a joke because I would never think like mm-hmm. that is one thing you must believe or
but
not
could
believe.
You imagine, like, I think it would be kind of the same thing. Like, if he said something like, I don't believe in global warming, I'd be like, ew. Or if he thought like, oh, the earth is flat. Like, okay, I can't date stupid.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, for me, like first, second, third date, like I would never think about being like, mm-hmm. so tell me about your politics stance or right,
political.
But I feel like nowadays it will be.
Right.
But honestly, I feel like if you've been dating someone for a year or two and that hasn't come up and it came up, I think if you liked them so much, you would figure out a way to work through it. Mm-hmm. And it obviously isn't that crazy a big of a deal if you haven't even heard about their the way right. they are if it's been a year or two.
All right, let's say a couple weeks or a month or two.
I think you'd probably dip out. I don't think you would be able to handle it.
Yeah, I think honestly, realistically, I think that might be a thing and it would be hard, especially if, like, let's say I'm connecting with the person. But yeah.
I think it's something that you probably couldn't, like.
Especially given my background, my race and everything. It's just like, I'm not trying to change, like, I don't think I can change your mind, but there's that hope that maybe I could.
Yeah.
Like, let me give you my personal experiences and let me tell you, like, some other points that you may not have heard and hopes that, you know, they'll be like, you know what, that's a good point. Maybe I need to rethink this.
Yeah, I feel like it just depends. Some people don't, and I feel like it's the same with this guy. They don't want to open their mind. Mm-mm. I think some people are so afraid to admit that they were wrong mm-hmm. and to change your stance on something like 110%, that's like admitting mm-hmm. fully you were wrong if you're going to change your view on it.
And I think one of the problems too is, I don't remember how to get to it, but Facebook, if you go deep down in your settings, you can find, like, it will figure out, like, what you are. Like, if you're a liberal or if you're, you know, conservative, like, because of the stuff that you post and the friends you have, it knows whether you post about it or not.
Weird.
It knows where you stand.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how intelligent. And you could remove it, but they will send you, like, article. Like, they will make sure the articles that kind of pertain to that or post or whatever are more to your liking.
Oh.
So if you lean left, they will make sure like all the left content is there for you. And if you lean right, it's all the right content.
Damn, Facebook.
Yeah, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But that being said, I feel like a lot of us get our information, like we get our articles and our, you know, links from social media.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like if it's biased like that, if we're already just getting all this stuff that we already believe in and we already like stuff we want to hear, basically, like, you're not going to believe anything else because you think it's true because of all these articles. You're not seeing any articles that say the opposite of what you think.
Well, especially too when Facebook, your friend, it's all of your friends.
Yes.
Most of your friends, I assume, are probably going to lean the way you lean.
Same.
And so then
yeah.
all of the articles they're posting, all of their comments, all of their mm-hmm. posts, like it's going to be mostly what you believe
right.
in.
So it's an interesting one.
Girl, I'm glad, tricky.
I'm glad he's not like a like actual dude in my life. Like,
yeah.
Where he lives near here and we actually had a relationship. It was just, you know, a friendship.
I think that's good for you.
Photographic
for you
benefits.
To know, though. Yeah. With some D-pics. Got to put that on your profile.
Right.
You like hairy guys. And, no, got to be on the same
side. Got to be on this side of the team. But have you guys ever been in a relationship with somebody with a completely different political or religious view? And how did that go? Or could you date that
yeah.
person? Like, it's a tricky one. And I'm really, really curious to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, let us know.
Well, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.